Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, everybody. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man. Hey, why am I getting double feedback? Hello? Oh, good. Now I'm not getting all that feedback. Okay. No. Folks, so glad to be here tonight. I'm so glad you could join us. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. I'm here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road, across from Kmart, and next to a Disability Network office, as well as next door to a Marathon gas station. So I'm going to get right started because there's a bunch of things. I got a whole bunch of stuff to get to tonight. So I'm just going to get rid of the prelims and get into a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this night. Thank you, Lord God, that you would bless my lips tonight, and that you would just anoint me to say what you would have me say. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you'd be with us tonight. And everything we do. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you got your Bibles with you, turn with me, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 22. Again, that's Exodus, chapter 22. We're going to read chapter 22 tonight, as well as 23. After that, I'm going to exhort briefly, and then after that, I have a bunch of sports stuff to get to tonight. I got a ton of stuff to get to. I have Super Bowl stuff. I have Pistons stuff. We got Michigan playing tonight. Michigan State playing tonight. We got the Red Wings playing tonight. So all that kind of stuff. So we got a packed night tonight when it comes to sports on this show, which is one of the most packed it'll be for a while now that football's done, but I got a lot to get to. So with that, if you got your Bibles, please turn, as the Word of God is the pillar of the show, and we say faith is the pillar of the show, and we say let's change the world through faith and radio. So without further ado, I have now opened the Word, and I'm going to begin reading from Exodus chapter 22, verse 1. If a man steals a donkey or a sheep, and he slaughters it, or he sells it, then he must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If a thief is caught breaking in and is struck so that he dies, then the defender is guilty of blunder. I mean, of bloodshed. But if it happens after sunrise, then he is guilty of bloodshed. A thief must certainly make restitution, but if he has nothing, he must be sold to pay for his theft. Stolen animal is found alive in his position, whether ox or donkey or sheep, he must pay back double. And if a man grazes his livestock in a field or a vineyard and lets them stray, and they graze in another man's field, then he must make restitution from the best of his own field or vineyard. If a fire breaks out, spreads into thorn bushes so that it burst shocks of grain or standing grain or the whole field, then the one who started the fire must make restitution. If a man gives his neighbor silver or goods and for safekeeping, and they are stolen from the neighbor's house, then the thief, he is caught, he must pay back double. But if the thief is not found, then the owner of the house must appear before the judges to determine whether he has laid his hands on the other man's property. In all cases of illegal possession of an ox, a donkey, a sheep, a garment, or any other lost property about which somebody says, "This is mine," then both parties are to bring their cases before the judges. The one whom the judges declare guilty must pay back double to his neighbor. If a man gives a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any other animal to his neighbor for safekeeping, and it dies or is injured or is taken away while no one is looking, then the issue between them will be settled by the taking of an oath from the Lord that the neighbor did not lay hands on the other person's property. The owner is to accept this, and no restitution is required. But if the animal was stolen from the neighbor, he must make restitution to the owner. If it was torn to pieces by a wild animal, he must bring in the remains, and he will not be required to pay for the torn animal. If a man borrows an animal from his neighbor and it is injured or dies while the owner is not present, he must make restitution. But if the owner is with the animals, then the borrower will not have to pay. If the animal was hired, the money paid for the hire covers the loss. And if a man seduces a virgin who is not pledged to be married and sleeps with her, then he must pay the price. I mean, he must pay the bride price, and she shall be his wife. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, then he must still pay the bride price for virgins. Do not allow a sorceress to live. Anyone who has sexual relations with an animal must be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to any dog, to any god other than the Lord, must be destroyed. Do not mistreat an alien or oppress him, for you were aliens in Egypt. And do not take advantage of a widow or an orphan. If you do, and they cry out to me, I will certainly hear their cry. My anger will be aroused, and I will kill you by the sword. Your wives will become widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not be like a money lender. To charge him no interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, then return it to him by sunset, because his cloak is the only covering he has for his body. What else will he sleep in when he cries out to me? I will hear, for I am compassionate. Do not blaspheme God or curse the ruler of your people. And do not hold back offerings from your granaries or your vats. You must give me the firstborn one of your sons. And do the same with your cattle and your sheep. Let them stay with their mothers for 7 days, but give them to me on the eighth day. And you are to be my holy people. So do not eat the meat of an animal torn to wild beasts. Throw it to the dogs. Alrighty. We are under a different covenant because we have Jesus, and Jesus is our sacrifice. He was our sacrifice. He paid the price so that we would not have to pay like that. Yes, the wages of sin is death. However, to forgive us of all of our sins And forgiveness, you got to be able to ask for forgiveness. You got to ask God to forgive you, and He will forgive you. Now, Lord God, I thank you right now for this time in the Word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that somehow this administered to him. And I know it was brief, but it was good. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you administered to these people and that you just blessed them. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I told you when I came on tonight. Now, before I switch gears, a reminder that, yes, this has been brought to you, this program has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, America's best pop ever, which is available at a McDonald's near you for the low price of $1 plus tax any size. Now, price and participation may vary, so please see restaurant for details to make sure that your local restaurant is participating. And now, that's right. Super Bowl final score and analysis. Well, on Sunday night, we had the Super Bowl, and it did turn out to, in fact, be a super game. There wasn't that much defense. There was only one punt all night, as the Eagles upset the New England Patriots by the score of 41-33. Eagles over the Patriots by a score of 41-33. The last couple of minutes were kind of interesting. Within the last 2 minutes, okay, Brady's got the ball, you know. Then what happens is he was sacked, and then the ball was loose on the ground, and then the Eagles come up with it. They go down the field a little bit, try for a field goal, get it. Now they're up by 8 points. Then, with a little over 30 seconds, close to a minute to go, Patriots come back. They get the ball, get a couple first downs. Then they get it to, like, fourth down. Then they try for a Hail Mary, which turned out to be a Fail Mary because it didn't get through. And it was incomplete. So your final score ended up to be 41-33, Eagles. Well, now about this whole who I thought was going to win. I did the coin flip the other night on the show because I felt like it was going to be too close to call. So I felt like I really didn't want to butcher it. Excuse me. So I figured, let's do a coin flip. And I figured that after the coin flip, I would then choose my score based on what happened with the coin flip. I called heads, landed on tails, which meant Eagles would win, and they did. So even though I wanted Eagles, I mean, I wanted the Patriots, it landed on Eagles when I did the coin flip, so at least it shows that I didn't do the coin flip for nothing. But I did the coin flip, and then that's what happened. Eagles won the football game. Now, Brady had over 500 throwing yards. 500. More than he had ever thrown before in a playoff game. And he still lost a football game. Nope, there was no triumphant comeback. Even though they did get the lead 33-32 with like 4 minutes, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But then from there it was all Eagles after that point. And so commercials, generally, I thought it was pretty good commercials. But then in other football news, before I get into what stuff that I got to get to, in other football news, it is now official. Matt Patricia will be the Detroit Lions' next football coach, the 27th coach in Lions, Detroit Lions history, Matt Patricia. The announcements will be made tomorrow night, tomorrow during the day during a presser. So there'll be a press conference. I don't know where we'll be able to watch it, but if I know where I could watch it, as far as what channel it'll be on, then I'd watch it. And then I would give you some details tomorrow night. And if it's all recorded, then I would talk tomorrow night on what I would be talking about other football. I would use to talk about, like, maybe some things of what does Coach Patricia expect? You know, what does he want to do? How does he feel about being the head coach? You know? And so that's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow night as far as football goes, is Matt Patricia as new head coach. And so that is football. So live football is now done until August when preseason starts back up. Now let's move on to Detroit basketball. Yep, last night the Detroit Pistons. Hang on. Actually, this will be a little bit more broad before I get into tomorrow night. Thursday evening was Blake Griffin's debut with the Pistons. In the first game that Blake was here, he led the Pistons in points with 18 points. And then as the Pistons beat the Grizzlies 111-107. On Saturday night, the Pistons beat the Heat 102-100. And Griffin had 14 points, 9 rebounds. And in both of those cases, our double-double man, Mr. Andre Drummond, did get double-doubles. And both of these were at home. Then we had, I went to the Pistons game last night at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. According to me and my brother, we go by like percentage as to how full it looks to be to us. Based on that, I would say there was about 14 to 15,000 people there out of the 21,000 that it can seat for basketball. So I'd say about 15,000, which generally in the league you always want to have more than a half-empty arena. And so based on that, this was pretty good, I think, pretty good. But if they can keep playing like they've been, I think we can improve on that and get the arena fuller. And so Little Caesars Arena was a very nice place. My brother took in some pictures of the stadium and sent them to Mom, who's sending them to Preacher Man, and we'd love to somehow get them on the website so that you guys can see like what that arena is. Little Caesars Arena does in fact have the biggest hanging scoreboard in the world. It's like 13,000 square feet. It's humongous. Awesome place. Upgrade from the Palace. Totally. And I think there's more to it than just the fact that I was the closest I've ever been at a professional basketball game, as I was 11 rows from the floor right behind the Pistons bench. And so it was a treat. First, the fans were kind of quiet, kind of had to work them to get it into them, kind of had to, you know, kind of quiet. But later on, it really got going in there. Really got loud, really got enthused. It was a good game. As the Pistons beat up on the Portland Trailblazers by a score of 111-91 behind Blake Griffin's 20 points, 9 rebounds, as well as another double-double from Mr. Double-Double himself, Andre Drummond, with 22 points, 17 rebounds. So, great stadium. If you got a chance to go to a game at Little Caesars Arena, by all means, please go. And if you're going to a game at Little Caesars Arena from, we'll say, up here in like the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area, Flint, or something like that, then what we would suggest you do is take I-75 South to Mack Avenue, which is exit 52. So you would take the next exit after I-94, Mack Avenue, and you'll get off and take a right onto Mack, and then take that down to Woodward, and then based on which way you would like to go, the arena, if you're going to go to the arena, you would turn left on Woodward, and then you'd be able to find parking on your right or your left. The arena would be on your right. going down Woodward. And we went in the Northeast or Chevrolet entrance. And they have sponsors named after entrances. So they have the Chevrolet entrance, the Huntington entrance, the Meyer entrance, the Else entrance, I forget what it is. But you have four different key sponsored entrances. You got a couple different restaurants down there. Kid Rock's made in Detroit, which has like Detroit-themed and Southern-themed foods. And it's actually regular pricing on non-game days or event days. So I will absolutely, without a doubt, sometime this year, be there to check out the new arena. That Kid Rock restaurant and get some food to see what all they have. And there's a Mike's Pizza Parlor, which is not exactly a Little Caesars, but they do have four Little Caesars inside the arena for your dining pleasure. Now, how was traffic? Well, when we were leaving, traffic was not really an issue at all. We actually stayed until the game was over. Then we walked pretty fast to the car as we parked in the lot, about three blocks away from the stadium. And we didn't do so bad. So it was a fun time. And we could do it again. Now, the next Pistons game will be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against the Brooklyn Nets. Coverage begins at approximately 6:40 p.m. or 6:45 or so on ESPN 100.9 FM, with tip at 7 p.m. I should actually say tip will be more like 7:05 or 7:09 or something, as it started at about 7:09 game last night did. This will be at Little Caesars Arena. Now, what I'm going to get to right now is sporting news for tonight. And that is this. Staying in basketball, we have Michigan taking on Wisconsin. I believe it's Wisconsin. Coverage happening now on 100.5 FM, WSGW FM. Also, Michigan State Spartans on the road tonight, taking on Northwestern. This will be, I believe it's a 9:00 start, and this is on ESPN 100.9 FM. Red Wings hockey is at home, taking on the red-hot Boston Bruins. Game time face-off is 7:30 p.m. from Little Caesars Arena. You can listen to the game on WSGW AM 790. With, again, face-off 7:30. Or you can also listen to it on the TuneIn Radio app and select a station and listen to it on the WSCW 790 AM. And with that is going to be it for the show tonight. And until tomorrow night, everybody, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow night. normal time,